Well, it's always cool when they make movies in our neck of the woods, but how much of a market is there for making movies in this area? We've seen some movies come to town recently. How do we go about getting more? The lady with all of the answers to all of the questions joins us on the phone this morning. Ricky McManus is the director of the Upper Minnesota Film Office, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, and how's everyone there today?
Well, nice to know that you are the person with all the answers, not to put any pressure on you or anything.
If not, I'll make it up.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Just kidding.
So I was horribly disappointed, heartbroken, that one of my favorite movies on the entire planet, New in Town, which was supposed to be about Minnesota, was actually shot in Canada with Renee Zellweger and Harry Connick Jr. And yep. I thought that there was something about it was cheaper to shoot in Canada. It's like, no, yeah, but where? You got to make it here. You got to. You know, I mean, New Ulm is a real place. They could have made it right there. So what are some of the challenges that you deal with trying to encourage movies and television shows to come here for production?
Well, I tell you what, with that picture, and there's many others that should have shot here that didn't, but it's all about the bottom line. A movie is a business, and they are looking to get the biggest bang for their buck. At that point in time, it was not Minnesota, because right now everybody, almost all the states, have some kind of a rebate or incentive to get a feature film to shoot in their state. We didn't really have that at that time. So they went across the border. We've had others that have gone to Michigan. We saw a lot of pictures that should have been shot here go elsewhere. But what has happened since? We have something called Snowbait. And Snowbait is a rebate to filmmakers to incentivize them to come here to shoot. Right now, it's a 20% rebate if they shoot in the Twin Cities. If they shoot in greater Minnesota, it's 25%. But what we have done
Ricky, let me interrupt you and say that with that in mind, they call it greater Minnesota for a reason.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I love it when we're down at the Capitol and they don't call it greater Minnesota. They call it outstate. I said,
No, greater
Minnesota.
25%, baby. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And on top of that, IRRB looked at this business model and said, we want some of that up here. We want them spending their millions of dollars in the Taconite District. And so they had added an incentive of 20% on top of that if they shoot in the IRRB area.
Wow.
So if there is a movie that wants to shoot there, they get not only Snowbait, but they get the IRRB incentive. So we have now become flavor of the year, hopefully many years to come.
Now, Charlize Theron shot that movie. The name of it escapes me, but it was really powerful, North Country. And that was shot, much of it actually was shot here.
It was. And at that point in time, we went to IRRB and said, please, can we put together an incentive for this movie? Otherwise, they're going to go to New Mexico and shoot it. They shot over 50% in New Mexico. But IRRB looked at the potential at that point in time and offered them a 10% rebate for that film. And that's why at least we got some of it here.
So when movie makers, I'm wondering at what point Minnesota, in the process of making a movie, Minnesota, in some iteration, needs to jump up and wave its hands and go, me, 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 us, us. When scriptwriters turn in a script, they should have like a little sticky note that says, if you actually film this in Minnesota, it will be cheaper. Or when they get a script that with a movie that could be set anywhere and maybe the location is kind of up in the air. At what point does Minnesota get involved in the process and go, hey, 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 look at us over here?
Well, the shakers and doers, the people, the business people, the producers of each film, many of them know about Minnesota already. there are scripts right now. As a matter of fact, I just finished one yesterday that it's the coast of California. And they said, you know what? We can make that on the North Shore and be able to tap into that rebate. So it's already happening. I bet you right now I've got about 7 scripts in front of me. They're all right now looking at shooting in greater Minnesota, in up on the North Shore, on the Iron Range, Duluth. We have a reality show that's shooting right now in Duluth. We have someone that's seriously looking at us for a series, a television series set in Duluth.
Now, we had one of those a few years back. Louis Anderson had a brief series.
Yes.
That was, a couple, 3 episodes. And I think it was the Board of Trade building downtown that was supposed to be his office building.
Uh-huh.
If I was remembering that correctly. Now, you mentioned California.
Uh-huh.
We, of course, are very critical. When we see a movie that is supposed to be set in Minnesota that isn't set in Minnesota, we say, well, that's not here. You know, it's obviously not right. That's not the North Shore, whatever. But are you telling me that our North Shore, our area of the Northland up here, can pass for other parts of the country?
Oh, absolutely. We've done the coast of Maine for the Good Son. We have done, actually, this is the funniest one. We did Jamaica on Park Point. So, yes, it can be done. But this one, the one that's the coast of California, actually, they don't really have to have it look like the coast of California. It can be the North Shore. I'm hoping that they will decide that, but we can go either way on this one. We can find places that will look like the coast of California for this script.
I'm just thinking about the poor actors that are all excited about their scenes in Jamaica, and instead they are transported to Duluth, where it's maybe 50 degrees down by the lake.
Yeah, the temperature isn't quite the same.
No. Now, what about local jobs when films come to town? Do these movie productions travel with their own? Of course, I knew a bunch of folks that took part in Iron Will in different capacities. But do these movie folks travel with their own entourages, or do they need to hire other people for additional stuff, not maybe just extras?
Well, you know, that's to me the most exciting part, because they really help the mom and pop stores, Main Street, Duluth, Minnesota, Main Street, Iron Range cities, North Shore cities, because they spend a lot of money. They use local laundromats. They use antique dealers. Of course, local hotels, restaurants, caterers, lumber yards. Lumber yards are someone that can really benefit too when they're building sets. And so, yes, there's a lot of money that is spent locally. And to me, that is the most exciting part.
Well, Ricky, obviously, if there are projects that are pending, you're probably not at liberty to discuss them. But can you drop some interesting but non-identifying details about perhaps pending projects that would get us wondering, and then we'd go aha when you can make the official announcement?
Well, I can tell you the one that I'm working on right now as we speak is a film, and that's the coast of California again, but it's a horror movie, and it looks like it could be part in Duluth and part on the North Shore, and we're going to be scouting that movie next week. So the directors and producers are flying in, and also for the television series, which, again, I can't say too much about, but we're going to be scouting for that one next week. And I think both of them have a very strong potential of shooting in the Northland.
Well, if anyone knows any particularly horrifying locations in Duluth or up the shore, are you encouraging them to get in touch with you at all? Or
I think As for the first go around, I think we're set. And usually when a film producer, director comes in, they really want to just kind of get an oversight of what the area looks like. And as we move forward, then we'll pinpoint more of the locations. So down the road, I might be reaching out and saying, I'm really looking for a house that is a little bit rickety, that you can see the water from the big windows. And so as I get more specifics, I'll give you a call.
Do it. Do it. What a fun feature. This Week in Movies, what we're looking for here in the Northland. I like it. I think it's got a lot of potential, Ricky.
Thank you. I do, too.
Thanks so much for joining us. Ricky McManus is the director of the Upper Minnesota Film Office, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.